We spoke a couple of days ago about a halakha to do with shatnas and the question of whether or not you're allowed to try on clothing that either does or might have shatnas in it, just to try it for size and fit. And today I want to discuss the question of what happens if a person realizes that they're wearing shatnas. They're sitting in shul a bit bored during the drosha, and they're looking at the label in their suit, and suddenly they see, oh, this suit is wool and linen patches or lapels or lining or whatever it is. What should they do about it? So the Gemara Masechet Brachot, Daf Yud Tet Amud Bet, says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hamotzei Kilayim Bevigdor, person who finds that they're wearing shatnas, Poshtan V'Afil Bashuk, they have to take it off even if they're in the middle of the street. The fact they might be standing there naked or in their underwear doesn't make a difference, because there's an Issa D'Oraita to wear shatnas. The Rambam in Hilchot Kilayim, Perek Yud Halacha Kaftet, he says slightly differently. He says, Haro'a Kilayim Shel Toral Chaviro, if you see somebody else wearing Kilayim, shatnas, and it's a case where it's Issa D'Oraita, we'll speak about what that is in a moment, Afilu Hayam Halech Bashuk, even if the person's walking out in the street, you jump up and you pull it off them right away. But if it was shatnas midrevirehem, inor koro alav bashuk, then because of the consideration of kavod habriut, human dignity, so then we don't insist that the person removes their clothing in the street, and they can go into somewhere private and remove and change their clothing. So it seems that the Rambam actually had a slightly different girsa in the Gemara. And according to the Rambam, it's talking even about if you see somebody else wearing shatnas and kal vachomer yourself. Whereas according to our Gemara, our reading of the Gemara, it seems it would only apply to yourself and not apply to somebody else. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoradeh Simin Shin Gimel Si'if Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, that even if you see somebody else wearing shatnas d'oraita, you have to rip it off them. However, the Rama says, Yesh omrim d'imahaya halovesh shogeg, ein tzarech lomar b'shuk, that if the person wearing it wasn't aware of the fact that he's wearing it, then you don't need to tell them in the street that they're wearing it. D'mishum kvot habriot yishtak, because of human dignity, so then you don't need to say anything. That's the view of the Rosh, who doesn't read in our Gemara that it's talking about somebody else. The Rosh is of the opinion that if it's somebody else and they don't know about it, so it's shogeg, so then we can regard it as a case of Shefa Al-Taseh, where they're transgressing unaware of it, and therefore, they're transgressing in a passive sense, and therefore, because of Kvot HaBriot, so then you can leave them be. Whereas the Rambam holds that seeing as they're actually wearing it, so then it's Kum Va'aseh, they're transgressing actively, and you have to do something about it. So what we have is that if it's shatnas d'oraita, according to everybody, you have to remove it if you're wearing it yourself and you're aware that you're wearing shatnas d'oraita. Even if you're in public, you have to remove the offending item. If it's shatnas d'rabanan, then you don't have to remove it until you're in somewhere private where you can do so without any sense of embarrassment. And if somebody else is wearing it, and it's shatnas d'oraita, and they're not aware that they're wearing shatnas, so then according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, you still have to pull it off them, whereas according to the Rama, you don't have to pull it off them. However, it should be noted that generally speaking, when we find something to be shatnas, it's usually going to be shatnas d'rabanan. Shatnas d'oraita, there's a range of opinions exactly how to define it, but it seems to be where the fibres or the threads of wool and linen are woven together and twisted together and spun together, at least combined in some way like that, rather than talking about where you've got a suit which is wool with linen buttonholes or something like that, where that would be Shatner's Drabanan, so one wouldn't usually have to pull it off immediately. But if you're insured and you suddenly realise that what you're wearing is Shatner's, then you should go home straight away and change to Cannes.